Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, you know, our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics issued a statement of endorsement supporting the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, their new guidelines outlining recommended sleep duration for children from infants to teens. These guidelines, the recommended amount of sleep for pediatric populations, are published in June and the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. So I'm going to talk to you today about these recommendations and why they're so important. Starting with infants 4 months to 12, they should be sleeping 12 to 16 hours a day. That includes naps. Children 1 to 2 should sleep 11 to 14 hours, again, including naps. You know me, I'm the big nap hound. I love a good nap, so I think it's so important that kids get those two naps a day when they're that little, and then you kind of taper it off to one good nap in the afternoon, and then getting them to bed early, early, early. I'm the sleep police in this house. Starting when my kids were little, it was like 6 o'clock, then 7, didn't go later than 8, and I'm lucky because my 13 and 16-year-olds still go to bed early. My 16-year-old will go to bed at 8 o'clock sometimes if he's tired because he realized the importance. Now, moving up a little, 13 to 18-year-olds should sleep 8 to 10 hours. That is not that easy. As you know, teenagers have that biological clock change. Their circadian rhythm changes. Their brain is wired to go to sleep later and wake up later. School starts earlier, so they have trouble getting that recommended amount of sleep. Not to mention all the electronics, the diversions that they've got, the distractions. Their phones are vibrating next to their beds. They're doing homework. Getting your teen to sleep is probably one of the biggest health issues that we're seeing in teens because they're driving now, so that's another reason they need to be well-rested. They're learning harder and harder material, and it's hard to focus. And we have an obesity epidemic, and you know when there's a melatonin decrease and you're not getting a good night's sleep, we're linking this directly to obesity, diabetes, all these problems that we're seeing in our teens that we never saw before. So if you take anything from this message and these new recommendations from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, let's work on the teens first and head backwards towards the little guys. Because those teens, if you've got them, get them off their electronics. Make sure that they have a good bedtime routine. It's just as important, if not more, for them. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay tuned for a rockin' guest.